This is The Gathering Church in Windsor, Ontario, and I'm Pastor Garth Leno. Welcome to our podcast.
Christmas Day has come and gone, but the lessons God is teaching us from His Word have just begun. In our current sermon series, we have been talking about Christmas as a good time to release your fears, a good time to renew your faith, a good time to receive forgiveness, and a good time to rebuild relationships. But I believe it's also a good time to reclaim wisdom from God, to recoup the wisdom from heaven that comes to us through the gospel, to recover the deep wisdom of God for each of our lives. A writer by the name of Jackson Brown invited people of all ages to share what they have discovered about life, love, and other mysteries, and then he compiled this eclectic wisdom into a book that he had published. And some of the examples are kind of funny. I just want to give you a few of them. One lady said, "I've learned that when you remodel your kitchen, everything costs twice as much and takes twice as long as you think it should." Ain't that the truth? One little guy in grade 3 said, "I've learned that my daddy can say a lot of words that I'm not supposed to say, ever." Another fellow said, "I've learned that finding nice things to say about some people requires a little bit of perjury." And the one I love is this: "I've learned that even when you schedule a doctor's appointment for 8 a.m., you should take a lunch." So there's some popular modern wisdom for you, and some of it makes us chuckle. But in Ephesians 5, in the passage that James read for us just a moment ago, Paul, the Apostle Paul, turns our attention to ancient, divine, godly wisdom that we can trust. He says in verse 15, Ephesians 5:15, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. Be very careful how you live. Be aware, be informed, be wise, and make the most of every opportunity that God sends your way." This chapter begins with an exhortation for us to be imitators of God as beloved children. Our God is the God of wisdom, and if we're going to be imitators of God, then we too should be wise people. Our God is the God of wisdom. And if the year 2020 has revealed anything, it has revealed just how much we need the wisdom of God. Recently, my heart and mind have been drawn to many passages, different passages that speak about God's wisdom. It's just one of those seasons where God is speaking to me about how wise and how great and how awesome He is. Verses like Romans 11:33. "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and how inscrutable His ways." And then the Bible says in Colossians 2, "In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." We desperately need the deep wisdom that comes from God, and we need the astounding, abounding treasures of the knowledge of God as we enter this new year, 2021. And really, the wisdom that we find in Jesus is so practical, so relevant, so needed. It's everyday wisdom. It's really not esoteric or vague or cryptic at all. It's reasonable, and it's down-to-earth wisdom because it teaches us how to live and how to behave and how to walk and how to talk as believers in Jesus Christ. So as we come to the end of this incredibly challenging year of 2020 and prepare to step into a new year, let's recover, let's reclaim the wisdom that comes from heaven. How do we do that? Well, first of all, the Bible says wise people make the best use of their time. Once again, we turn to Ephesians 5:15. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil." Your time is a precious commodity. All of us have the same amount of time. We all have 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week. None of us can stretch time. None of us can make a day last for 26 hours. I wish. But wise people make the best use of their time. They use their time to the fullest possible advantage. They know that time is passing quickly and the days are evil. So if you are wasting your time, then you are wasting your life. Furthermore, wise people understand God's will. Again, looking at Ephesians 5, verse 17 this time. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You can understand the will of God through the Word of God. The Word of God reveals the will of God. You can't understand the will of God apart from the Word of God. But there are secret things in the secret counsel of God that we will never know. They are for God only to know. Have a look at Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. So wise people will understand the will of God by applying the general principles of God to their lives. Don't regard the advice of other people as the ultimate touchstone of truth. Don't believe everything you read on Facebook or Instagram. Instead, run to the Word of God. Focus on God's Word. Let God's Word speak to you. Read it and understand it so that you can know what the will of God is in any given circumstance. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make straight your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and He will help you understand the will of God. I look at another passage like Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God. So that's a distinct possibility. You and I can discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Wise people understand the need to be transformed by the renewing of the mind. And our minds are renewed as we read and meditate and study the Word of God. We understand the need to saturate ourselves in God's Word and understand the will of God. So I want to challenge you today. I invite you, I challenge you, I encourage you, I plead with you to find a way that will help you to be more consistent in Bible reading in this coming year. There are many different Bible reading plans available. In fact, if you Googled Bible reading plans for 2021, I think you'll come up with dozens, if not hundreds, of options. Many of us here at the gathering use the YouVersion Bible app. You can download it on your phone. Select a Bible reading plan that will take you through the Bible or through the New Testament in a year. There's a plethora of different plans on that Bible app, YouVersion Bible app. You can find topical, you can find chronological, you can find all kinds of Bible reading plans. But I really encourage you to find one that will take you through the New Testament or through the Bible in a year. I'm using one right now that will take me through the New Testament every 90 days. So my plan is, and you're now my witnesses, my plan is in 2021 to go through the New Testament every 90 days for the entire year. So I'll read the New Testament four times over in 2021. But find a plan, get a plan, stick to it, read the Bible, get into the Word of God so that you can understand the will of God. You'll never understand God's will for your life or for the church or for the ages until and unless you read the Word of God and study God's Word. And now from Ephesians 5, 18 to 20, we learn that wise people are filled with God's Spirit. Here I'm looking at Ephesians 5, 18. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't get drunk on wine, Paul says. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. So how does one become full of God's Spirit? How do you get filled up with the Spirit of God? How does that happen? How does that take place? Well, first of all, I think you present yourself to God. That's what it says in Romans 12:1. Present yourself, present your bodies to God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. So let God have all of you, your heart and mind and soul and strength. You just lay it all out on the altar of sacrifice and surrender it to God. Let Him know that you long to be guided and directed and filled with the Holy Spirit. Confess your sins. Make things right with God. Then present every area of your life to the Lord in surrender, submission to God. The next thing, the second thing, is to ask your Heavenly Father for the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 11, verses 9 to 13, Jesus said, "I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" So, you want to be filled with God's Spirit? You want to be full of the Spirit of God? Well, then present yourself to God in complete surrender. Yield your life fully to the Lord. Confess your sins. Repent of any sin that you might have in your life. Surrender your life to God. And then just ask Jesus to fill you with His Spirit. He would be pleased to do that for you. Because that's exactly what He wants. And that's exactly how His Word directs us. Don't get drunk on wine. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. The focus is on the filling of the Spirit. And next, by faith, start walking in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We know the will of God for us is to be filled with the Spirit of God. That's what it says in Ephesians 5:18. That's the command of God. It's very clear from this passage. And so when we ask to be filled, we have to trust the Lord for that, that God is going to answer that prayer, and then start walking in faith. Just like we receive the gift of salvation by faith in Jesus Christ, we also receive a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit by faith. And then we step out in faith and start walking by faith and not by sight. We head back to Ephesians 5:18 for just a moment. The proof, the evidence that someone is filled with God's Spirit is in the way they speak, and the way they worship, and the way they give thanks. It's right here in the text, starting in verse 18. Be filled with the Spirit. And then the participles that follow that phrase modify or explain what it means to be filled with the Spirit. Namely, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. See? That's the evidence of the filling of the Spirit, according to Ephesians 5. We might summarize it like this. Spirit-filled believers speak words of spiritual blessing, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Spirit-filled believers enjoy God-honoring worship, singing and making melody to the Lord with their hearts. and Spirit-filled believers exercise meaningful gratitude, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father. So you see, being careful how you live and living in the wisdom of God are intimately linked to the filling of the Holy Spirit. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you're not going to walk in wisdom. You're not going to be careful how you live if you're not motivated and driven and guided by the Spirit of God. So you need to be, you must be filled with the Spirit. Because the Spirit of God is the one who facilitates wisdom in our lives. Wisdom comes into our lives through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So it's imperative that we be filled and then walk in the fullness of the Spirit of Christ. I believe there are people listening to this message this morning who really want to be wise men and wise women of God. They want to be filled with the Spirit. Not once and for all, but repeatedly. And in a moment, I would love to pray with you, all of you. But especially I would love to pray with those who really seek, who really yearn to be filled with God's Spirit and walk in the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I said a moment ago, this is not a once and for all experience. The command to be filled in Ephesians 5:18, be filled with the Spirit, is a present imperative, which means that it's a repeated event. Be filled with the Spirit and keep on being filled with the Spirit. It's not a once and for all experience that happened sometime in the past. Keep on being filled repeatedly, frequently, continually. But it can start right here, right now, today. So would you pray with me, please? Let's bow our heads and bow our hearts before the throne of heaven and pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace today, would you please come and roll out the red carpet for us so that we might enter into your holy presence. Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus this morning, asking for a piece of bread from your banqueting table. Lord God, we want to seize every opportunity that you bring our way, every opportunity that you present to us. And we want to make the most of the time you give us. And we want to understand fully what your good and perfect will is for our lives and for our church. And Lord, we want to be filled with your Holy Spirit and with fire, because we believe that is the will of God, for his people to be full, to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Father, you know our hearts today. You understand every motive of every heart. You read every thought before we ever think it. You are a sovereign God, and we're delighted to be bowed in your presence today. Oh God, we present ourselves to you. Come and cleanse us afresh by the blood of the Lamb. You have promised to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask, and we are asking you today, believing that you desire for every one of your kids to be filled with the Spirit. Father, we declare our willingness to obey you in everything from this moment on, to take up our cross and follow you all the way, to place our faith and trust and confidence in you and you alone as we receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit by faith right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We love you, Lord. And we pray all of these things in the strong and powerful name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.